Hi, I'm Marty Klein, and I'd like to jump right in and give you a little of my history to help you understand why I'm so enthusiastic about our project, helping blind and visually impaired people enjoy the benefits of having access to yoga. I lost my sight many years ago from a disease I incurred while serving in the Air Force during the Vietnam era. The adjustment to living without sight was difficult and took a few years. But my determination to have a meaningful life motivated me towards seeking out many groups and theories focused on health and well-being. I joined a counseling community and in time became a respected therapist. I learned about nutrition and healthy eating habits and stayed in pretty good shape by being physically active. I started dabbling in yoga in the mid-1980s when a good friend of mine, who was also a yoga teacher, offered to give me private lessons in my house. I practiced the postures at home for a few years, enjoyed the benefits, but never ventured out to a class or workshop. At that time in my life, participating in the local yoga community felt too intimidating to me as a blind man. In 1995, I went to massage school in Florida to learn more about the human body, where I received my license to practice massage. In the process, I worked on many different body types and learned about the way tension is acquired and stored in the muscles. I became keenly aware of how much physical tension I absorbed each day as a man without sight, just going about my normal activities. I also noticed that most blind and visually impaired people I knew had lots of chronic tension in their bodies as well. Of course, it made sense. Blind and visually impaired people walk around each day, never knowing if the next step will bring some undesirable surprise. That uncertainty is stressful and causes tension. I remember feeling a surge of compassion for my blind brothers and sisters when I first realized this. Over the last 12 years, I've been living with my partner, Gretchen. I've been practicing yoga regularly, going to classes in my local community, and occasionally attending a weekend yoga workshop. I wholeheartedly believe the practice has been very important to me for improving my health and well-being. Unfortunately, though, over the past few years, I've learned from experience that the yoga world was not a friendly place for people with little or no vision. While nothing was done to discourage blind people from participating, there was very little consciousness towards supporting and assisting the blind with our special needs. Recently, I've asked a number of widely traveled yoga teachers if they have seen many blind people in yoga classes or workshops around the country. Almost all have reported they have never seen any blind people at yoga events. This is very sad and totally unacceptable. According to the latest census figures, there are over 10 million blind and legally blind people in our country. I'm convinced a large number would benefit immensely from yoga under the right conditions. As a blind person involved in yoga, I've learned a number of useful ideas over the years and have incorporated many of those into this yoga series. The theory and practice of yoga has truly been a blessing in my life. The gifts of the practice are many and varied, and can be fully appreciated and integrated by all people, including the blind and the visually impaired. My wish is that this yoga series will introduce you to yoga in a way that will work well for you and your body. In addition, my hope is that you will incorporate some of my helpful tips regarding the actual practice of the postures.